10. Organization of the 12. The apostles early organized themselves in the following manner. 1. Andrew, the first chosen, was designated chairman and director general of the 12. 2. Peter, James, and John were appointed personal companions of Jesus. They were to attend him day and night, to minister to his physical and sundry needs, and to accompany him on those night vigils of prayer and mysterious communion with the Father in heaven. 3. Philip was made steward of the group. It was his duty to provide food and to see that visitors, and even the multitude of listeners at times, had something to eat. 4. Nathanael watched over the needs of the families of the 12. He received regular reports as to the requirements of each apostle's family, and, making requisition on Judas the treasurer, would send funds each week to those in need. 5. Matthew was the fiscal agent of the apostolic corps. It was his duty to see that the budget was balanced, the treasury replenished. If the funds for mutual support were not forthcoming, if donations sufficient to maintain the party were not received, Matthew was empowered to order the 12 back to their nets for a season. But this was never necessary after they began their public work. He always had sufficient funds in the treasurer's hands to finance their activities. 6. Thomas was manager of the itinerary. It devolved upon him to arrange lodgings and in a general way select places for teaching and preaching, thereby ensuring a smooth and expeditious travel schedule. 7. James and Judas, the twin sons of Alphaeus, were assigned to the management of the multitudes. It was their task to deputize a sufficient number of assistant ushers to enable them to maintain order among the crowds during the preaching. 8. Simon Zelotes was given charge of recreation and play. He managed the Wednesday programs, and also sought to provide for a few hours of relaxation and diversion each day. 9. Judas Iscariot was appointed treasurer. He carried the bag. He paid all expenses and kept the books. He made budget estimates for Matthew from week to week, and also made weekly reports to Andrew. Judas paid out funds on Andrew's authorization. In this way, the 12 functioned from their early organization up to the time of the reorganization made necessary by the desertion of Judas the betrayer. The Master and his disciple apostles went on in this simple manner until Sunday, January 12, AD 27, when he called them together and formally ordained them as ambassadors of the kingdom and preachers of its glad tidings. And soon thereafter they prepared to start for Jerusalem and Judea on their first public preaching tour.